Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we conclude a message I've entitled Glory in Infirmities, and that's a reference to the statement that Paul made in 1 Corinthians, that he gloried in his weakness because when he was weak, then he was strong in the power of the Lord. Hebrews 3 and 12 states, "This is a warning to us. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." And then going on just a little further in that book, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we who have believed do enter into that rest." And verse 9 says, "Therefore there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." And beloved, the world is in such turmoil and such tumult. There's unrest, there's violence, there's war, and rumors of wars. It's everything that Jesus said would happen before the time of the end. But the distinguishing mark of the people of God should be the rest and the peace that they have through the faith that they possess in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came not just to save our souls, thank God he did, but to give us everything that pertains to life and godliness, the things that we need in very practical ways for this life that we are now living. However long God gives us to remain on this earth, we need to be at peace and serving Him with a whole heart. That's the scriptures throughout the whole Word of God. This is the message. This is the theme. God loved man. He created man to be in fellowship with Him. And sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve, separated us. And so He had already conceived the plan of salvation by Jesus' willingness to come and be born in human flesh, yet without sin, that He could be the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who suffered for the sins of the world, and whomsoever will could come freely and drink of the waters of life. And verse 12 in Hebrews says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." This is very important in verse 15, for it goes on to say, "For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." Remember, the high priest could only come once a year into the Holy of Holies, but Jesus, our high priest, he was human. He lived in human flesh. He died a man's death in our place as our substitute. So He knows the things that we experience. And He was in all points tempted, like as we are. That's what the scriptures say, yet without sin. So because of that, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." What is your need today, beloved? We have been given that privilege to come before the throne of grace. First Peter, I'm sharing quite a bit of scripture, but it's presenting a picture that should fortify and strengthen your faith. 1 Peter 2:14 states, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify himself unto himself a people of his own, hallelujah, zealous for good works. And so whatever you are struggling with today, beloved, our God knows about it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says to cast all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He loves you. And God wants us to live this life. Yes, we'll be tested. Yes, we'll be tried. But we, as Job, can come forth as pure gold when we are tested. And our faith is tested by the trials that we go through. And that's how our faith is perfected, knowing that no matter what we face, God will see us through. And yet, there are times I've experienced in my own life, and I know some of you have also in your life in times past, or perhaps even at this point are going through times that you feel are you're absolutely the lowest you've ever been spiritually. Have you stopped believing in God? Of course not. Have you denied Jesus, the gospel, the truth of the gospel? No. But the warfare has been so heavy that you feel absolutely weak. And as I shared, I thought we all could take comfort in what Paul said about himself. You know, who would you want a minister in your church who came who was fearful and weak and trembling? Well, that's how he described himself, the great apostle Paul. And therefore, that was the way he was in his person, and he had to rely on the strength of the Lord, because God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Praise God. You know, I want to turn to, there's a scripture I got quickened just before I started making this broadcast, and I think it might speak to you, that it talks about a merry heart. This is chapter 15 of Proverbs, verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. And there are some of you that feel like your spirit has been broken because of the sorrows and the tragedies that you've gone through. And yet, God hasn't deserted you. He is going to bring you through. And as we read the word of the Lord, these beautiful scriptures penned by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 33, talking about our beloved Jesus. He talks about he was despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. That was how he was received. But listen to this, verses 4 and 5. Surely, certainly, absolutely, he hath borne our griefs. What are your griefs? He's carried them. And carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sins, our wickedness. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And beloved, those stripes, I believe, refer not just to physical healing, but I feel the Holy Spirit is just emphasizing the wounded spirits that may be listening, the sorrows that you've gone through. You haven't recovered. You've forgiven. You've done all that you know to do, but there's just a heaviness of heart, and God wants to renew your spirit. Satan is the origin of sickness, physical sickness, and emotional sickness and woundedness. You know, the unsaved, many people in the world, they accuse God. Oh, if there's a God, how could this all happen? They accuse him of all the trouble and heartache that takes place in the earth. They blame him for the accidents, for disease, for sickness, for natural disasters, for the storms, and the things that we face on this earth. But when we look at the life of Jesus, what did he do? He went about to bless humanity. He set aside natural laws, did miracles. That's what a miracle is, a superimposing of the supernatural above natural laws. And he took authority over the work of the enemy. And so these hurtful, evil things that are experienced on earth came with a fall. So therefore, obviously, Sin and Satan is their author, and when Satan is finally put in chains even for the 1,000 years, and then at the end of that time, into the lake of fire forever, these things will be eliminated. These things will no longer be allowed to function. They'll no longer be a problem, for their author and their worker will have been removed. Look at the works of Jesus. In Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 10 through 17, it says, Jesus was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years. She was bowed together and bowed over, basically, couldn't lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And so this is what Jesus did. And he said in verse 16, Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Beloved, God wants us loosed from our infirmities. Whatever, if you're in pain right now, just lay your hand upon whatever's hurting, or your heart if you've suffered hurt, emotional hurt. And Father, right now, in the simplicity of the faith of God, we call forth healing physically and emotionally to those areas the enemy has wounded your people. Lord, I release the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ to touch them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, they shall experience the deliverance of God, just as that woman that Jesus healed and she was set free from the infirmity she'd had for so long. Those of you who have walked under a burden of infirmity, I don't care how long it's been, Jesus is setting you free. Receive it in his precious, mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you, and just hold up. You're not going to be the same. In fact, I'm not going to be the same. I feel the presence of God, where he's changing us from glory to glory. Amen. Praise God. And if you or your loved ones have needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.